We're joined now by three members of the Knoxville Girls Track and Field team, and they all are automatic qualifiers to the state meet. Melanie Sullivan, Sierra Heffron, and Ashlyn Fernardi. First of all, ladies, congratulations. Ashlyn, I'll start with you. Another school record in a shot put. Where did that come from?
I did what Bacon told me to do. I practiced it for a day, and then everything finally came together, and it flew. It just went.
You got there for Drake Relays, and you know, what does it mean to you to go back this year, and now you're only competing against 3A. You were competing against all classes at Drake.
This year, it's just a competition now. Now that I feel so confident about Drake and I beat some of those people that were there, now it's just full head, like full going, yeah.
Sierra going into discus, I think everybody thought, okay, it'd be a pretty big upset if she didn't, but you weren't real happy, I don't think, with your distances, but it was good enough to get in.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't my best night. I scratched my first two throws, so that made me really nervy, but I just got in the circle and I told myself, you've done this so many times, like you can do it again. So I just, threw one out there.
How much did the rain and dampness, everybody had to deal with it, but how much does that kind of, and actually I'll ask this to you too, shot put and disc, grabbing a wet disc or a wet shot put?
Yeah, it's just kind of another factor you've got to fight through, but it just kind of depends on how you deal with it. If you let it get to you, it's really going to be an issue, but if you just kind of say, hey, I've got to do what I can do with this, then you'll be good.
Yeah, during shot, I used a lot of towels and I used a lot of chalk the whole time. And then luckily after that, my hand was kind of sticky from all the chalk. And so then it played perfectly into disc.
Melanie, two events, long jump and 400. What's that mean to you as a senior, your last go-around up at state track?
It was huge for me because I didn't make it last year in anything. It was my last year. I was going to give it my all. Not that I don't always give it my all, but I put in a lot of work this year, and I knew I was capable. It's just I had to do it at the right time.
And we talked about this early in the season. That coach said you are probably the fittest you have ever been in your career. What did you do during the off season to get ready and get yourself in position for this?
So I didn't do basketball this year, so I got a gym membership, and I was there every single day. Hour maybe two a day and built a lot of muscle, just stayed in shape compared to last year.
I think I see your name a lot on the Anytime Fitness Warrior board. So let's talk about goals. Melanie, I'll start with you. But in both your events, what's realistic goal for you?
In my 400, I want to try to break the school record. I think it's 59.54, and it's very doable. I hit 60 tonight, so that's my biggest thing. I don't really care what my placement is, but I just want to be able to beat that time. And then for my long jump, I just jump high 17s.
For discus, just go and compete. Yeah, probably make it into finals and just compete with who's there. Have fun.
Yeah, really similar to Sierra. Just compete with those people and do my best and maybe break another school record. We'll see.
All right, ladies, congratulations on making it. And we'll see you up at Des Moines next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.